Marseille is a city best known for its ancient ruins, but it's also famous for something else, a world-class Marian shrine. And it was to this sanctuary of Our Lady of the Rosary that Pope Benedict travelled to on Sunday on a pastoral visit. After arriving in the city, the Holy Father was greeted by crowds of people who had lined the route towards this Marian place of pilgrimage, cheering and applauding him. On reaching his destination, the Pope celebrated an open-air mass in front of the shrine, a 19th-century basilica which rose out of the ruins of the city. During his homily, Pope Benedict touched on a range of issues that affect people in their everyday lives, saying, "How could I forget in this moment those who suffer, the sick, the elderly who find themselves alone, young people in difficulty, those in prison, and all those who live in difficult conditions of poverty and social and economic hardship. To one and all," he added, "I would like to assure my spiritual closeness and affection."
A tutti e a ciascuno vorrei assicurare la mia vicinanza spirituale e far giungere la testimonianza del mio affetto.
Turning to the subject of the city of Pompeii, he said it was a citadel of Mary and hope. He also used this reborn city, where this shrine arose, as an example of how God transforms the world. The Sanctuary of Our Lady of the Rosary was built in 1876 by Blessed Bartolo Longo and has an image of Our Lady to which many miracles and healings have been attributed. The painting with its bronze gilt frame is usually exposed on the high altar, but on Sunday it took pride of place in front of the shrine. Jesuit Father Michele Garofalo is from Naples. He says the sanctuary is a place of prayer for thousands of pilgrims.
It's a place that, in spite of not having some sort of apparition of the Holy Virgin, in fact, it is even more famous than some other of these shrines that are all over the world. There is no criticism, because it's a place where people go and they visit the Holy Virgin and pray.
Concluding the morning with the Angelus, Pope Benedict reminded the faithful in his address that October the 18th was Mission Sunday, and said that the first missionary effort of each of us is in fact prayer. He also added that there was another happy coincidence falling this Sunday, and that was the beatification of the parents of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Later on in the evening, the Holy Father prayed the rosary in the sanctuary of Our Lady of the Rosary itself. In a meditation during this period of prayer, the Pope said that the rosary was a time for contemplation and silence. "That may seem difficult," he said, "as it is a prayer with many words." But then he explained that the repetition of the Hail Mary didn't disturb one's internal silence. He also said that reflecting on this Marian prayer came at an opportune time, as the Synod of Bishops was currently looking at the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church. The Pope had come to the shrine in Pompeii before as Cardinal Ratzinger, and on Sunday he was following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, who came to the sanctuary twice during his pontificate. But as he ended this pastoral visit on Sunday, he left his own imprint as Pope Benedict XVI.